Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God serving as the basis of our meditation this morning has been caused by the Holy Spirit to be written by the evangelist Matthew, the gospel lesson just read. In the name of Jesus, your fellow redeemed. What a wonderful conclusion to Matthew's comprehensive gospel. And what an appropriate text for our meditation as another period of study at this seminary draws to its close. All of the teaching and all of the study and all of the learning and all of the sending of this seminary finds its source, its content, its motivation, its direction, summarized in these last few verses of Matthew's gospel. All authority, all the nations, all things that I have commanded you, all the days of the age. All authority, Jesus says, has been given to me in heaven and on earth. All authority over elements, over disease, over kings and rulers and governments, over false teachers and those who would oppress him and his church. All authority over angels, all authority over things temporal and things eternal. Most of all, though, all authority has been given to Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Son of Man, over sin, over death, and over Satan. It truly is complete. As true man, he rules over sin, the sin of the whole fallen world. He has authority to forgive and to retain sin, and this authority he gives to his apostles and to his apostolic church. He has authority to connect his word to water and to bread and wine, giving these common, ordinary elements divine power to save. There is no limit to his authority, so no doubts can exist for his church which receives it. The Great Commission is the bestowal of his authority upon his apostles and upon his apostolic church. Here we see the planting of the tiny mustard seed, which by his power grows and by his authority extends its branches in every direction, encompassing all people and giving shelter for all who would believe and be baptized. The work of the church is nothing more and certainly nothing less than making known the authority of the risen Lord and of bestowing his power over sin and death and Satan through the simple means of baptizing and teaching. His followers, his disciples, his church is to baptize. And they are to teach under the authority of his entire word. And by these means, Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, by the power of his Spirit, will make disciples of all the nations. What Jesus had said concerning the jots and tittles of the law, he now says concerning his teachings. They are authoritative because they are divine. They are the divine imperative for sinful humanity. They are truth. They are absolute, not to be altered in the least. The teachings of Jesus Christ are timeless. They are complete. And his word is totally effective. His teachings are the completion of the foundation begun with the law and the prophets, extending the church to the Gentile nations, this foundation receiving its unity and its strength and its direction from the man Jesus, who is the Son of God. His church, his chosen ones, his baptized ones, they are to retain, they are to preserve, they are to treasure and observe and teach all of his divine commands. His church is to proclaim the incarnation, the life, the death, and resurrection of Jesus the Christ to all the nations. As his lifeblood in word and sacrament courses through his body, the church, so its lifelong confidence, hope, and work continues each day to the end of the age. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.